Indians pitcher Danny Salazar, our guest here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And, of course, Danny, part of the terrific rotation that we've been talking about throughout the week here in Goodyear. And, Danny, I'll let you tell our listeners, how good is this staff between yourself and Kluber and Carrasco and the likes? Man, you guys got to feel as though you go into every series and, you know, depending upon how the rotation is stacked up going in, you got a chance to win every series.
Yeah, I'm so lucky to be in this rotation, you know, with such an amazing guys like Kluber, Carrasco, Bauer, Anderson, Tomlin. You know, like, they're always, like, paying attention to everything you do, like, helping you. If you're doing something different, they're going to help you. So do I, you know, like, every time they're pitching one of them, we're always just, like, getting each other back.
Danny, for you personally, how big of a step forward was last year? You started in Columbus, but then you get called up, you win 14 games. How big of a year was that for you just in the maturation process?
It was huge for me. You know, I learned a lot about routines, you know, work ethic, you know, the preparation you need to have before the game, just by watching other guys, you know, and by making that routine that you can do every day. And just by doing that, you know, every time you're in the game and you're in a bad situation, you can get, like, yourself back to where you want to be.
From your own perspective, and maybe from Tito and Mickey's as well, how did you improve last year? Where did you become a better pitcher?
You know, when I realized that I can't blow everybody away with fastball, you know. Yeah, I started mixing my pitches, using my changeup more. It's a pitch that has always been there. But last year, the difference was that I started mixing my fastball and my changeup way more, you know. Even though my two-seam to right-handed batters inside, that was huge, you know, and that helped me a lot.
You often hear, you know, any pitcher can throw it, but you got to be able to pitch. Describe the difference between just throwing the ball and like you say, just throwing it in there with a lot of gas and being able to pitch. Is that part of the learning process?
Yes. You know, like, the thing is, like, when you are throwing, like, you don't know where the ball is going to be, you know, instead of trying to execute, like, every pitch down in the zone, inside or outside, and mixing your pitches, you know. You can't be, like, a successful pitcher just by throwing fastball.
Right.
Throwing one pitch, you know, you have to mix it, you have to learn, you have to see the guys, like, the way they stand on home plate, like, and you have to think, like, what they're looking for.
So as you get older, and you're not even close to being old yet, but as you get older, is that really now the big part of the process, the mental aspect of the game?
Yes, you get experience, you know, every game, even though if you are pitching or not, you're getting experiences. Like, when I see Kluber pitching, you know, I see the way he attack everyone out there. So if I have to pitch to the same team, I'm going to have, like, a perspective, you know, just to face them the same way.
So how much studying do you do, not just of yourself on film, but of Corey Kluber, of Carlos Carrasco, other guys, just to see what they're doing, maybe even the other team's pitcher, just to watch them?
Yeah, You have to be paying attention all the time. It's something that you have to memorize it because, you know, we don't have, like, a little notebook
right.
to be doing that during the game. But you have to memorize it. You have to really pay attention. And at first, in the beginning, it's, like, a little bit hard, you know, because you want to be talking with all the players and things like that. But then you just realize you have to do it. That's your job.
Again, we're talking with Indians pitcher Danny Salazar as he joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. So how do you get better this year? What's one or two things that you'd like to improve on?
I just want to keep working on the same thing that I did last year, you know, my routine. Maybe add a little things that are going to help me and maybe remove some of them.
And, Danny, for the team overall, having been so close the past couple of years to getting back to postseason where you were in 2013, when you started that postseason game, is that the goal this year? Is that kind of the sense you're getting out of that clubhouse
yes.
now? Let's get back?
Yes, that's the goal. You know, we have too much talent here. You know, a lot of young people, but we like we say in Dominican, like we are hungry to play, you know. Like we just want to go out there and give our best every time, you know, and give our 100%. And we're going to help the team win, and we're going to get to the World Series.
And you mentioned the Dominican, obviously, such an influx of players to Major League Baseball from the Dominican. Describe for our listeners just the passion of baseball in the Dominican. I mean, you hear about all these players that are coming to the Major League level. Talk about that from your home country, what that's like.
That's the main sport over there, you know. Like when you're a kid, the first gift you get is a baseball bat and a baseball ball.
Really?
You know? Yeah. That's the first thing. Like, we play basketball, but, you know, we don't take that really serious over there, or volleyball or any other sport. It's just like baseball, baseball and baseball.
So, you know, when I was a kid, I pretended to be this player or that player or whatever. When you were a kid growing up in the Dominican, was there a Dominican player that you were like, man, that's my guy, that's my hero?
Yeah, I wanted to be like Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa.
I know.
Now you end up on the hill.
I know. I was young, like really young. That was one of the first players that I saw playing. And I remember I was with one of my friends, and he just said, hey, look at this guy. I bet you he's going to hit a home run. And then he hit a home run. since that moment, I just started like looking at Sammy Sosa, the Cubs, like all the time.
Sammy hit a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
Now, before you became a pitcher, were you a pretty good hitter?
Yeah, I could hit. Yeah? I'm going to say it. Yeah, I was pretty good. I used to be an outfielder and a first baseman.
So in those National League games, when you get the bat, you kind of like that?
No, now, though. It's different. It's very different.
Well, hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on a terrific year last year, and let's hope it continues in 2016.
No, thank you.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it. Danny Salazar joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.